Hello, and welcome to the Eclectic Hour with your host, Craig Boyer. KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the person being interviewed. No interviews today. Today's show is called Autumn Leaves, and that's simply because it's autumn, and I'm beginning the show with that song. I avoid sharing songs with you that are well known because they already get enough airplay. However, I really like this version of Autumn Leaves, and it's done by that Seattle songbird known as Eva Cassidy.
Most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall, I miss you. Thank you.
Autumn Leaves, done by Eva Cassidy. Our next song is Save It for a Rainy Day, and it's by the Jayhawks. It's also a familiar song, but we're finally approaching our much-needed rainy season, and I just felt like sharing this.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry, more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. There's another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. You never make your mind up, like driving with your eyes shut. Rough around the edges, won't someone come and take you home? Waiting for a breakthrough, what will you set your mind to? We stood outside the Chinese restaurant in the rain.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina.
There's
another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. Say.
Following these first two songs we've heard, the others will likely have only been heard before on the Eclectic Hour, if at all, and our very next song was written and performed by Michael McNevin, and it's called You Look Familiar, and it's definitely something you won't have heard elsewhere. I don't even think it's been played on the radio anywhere before. It was just recorded a few weeks ago, and Michael pressed it into my hands, and after I heard the CD, I chose this song, You Look Familiar, because I felt it was worth sharing. You Look Familiar.
Come on in and relax. Put your stuff on the chair. I'll just be a minute. I'm doing my hair. Where are you from? How goes the gambling? Are you out in the town, spending your Benjamins? See that picture of Elvis hanging over the bed? He's the patron saint of insomnia. King of Las Vegas, but then he died on the can. That's what morphine and fame can do to you, man. But I'm pretty clean. I don't do this all year, just the summer, and everything's legal up here. I get away from the books, and I still got my looks. I got money come fall, no worse for the wear. So join me under the sheets. It's okay, I don't bite. Unless you want me to, that might be extra. You look 21. Have a drink if you like. Have you been here before? You look familiar. You look familiar. Hello there, Miss Mitchell. I know your face too. I had you for algebra, first year of middle school. I'm a junior in college. I got a loan and a grant. I'm a major in civics. Should I take off my pants? My mother would kill me if she ever knew. And I won't tell my friends that I ran into you. I'm not desperate or dirty, never done this before. Just tired of not knowing nothing except my own bathroom door. Miss Mitchell, I'm here. I don't know what to say. I always did like you. I already paid. You taught me right, but I don't get around. I guess I'm a greenhorn. Miss Mitchell, can you show me how? Can you show me how? I remember you now. You were a shy one. Come and lie down. I guess it's okay now. Come and lie down. Yes, yes, yes.
And now it's on to a song by Jess Wayne, and it's called I Should Have Taken You Home Last Night.
Yellow light of midnight, green has turned to gray, and I am seeking comfort at the black end of the day. Sipping simple numbness, stillness in my motion, dancing with my loneliness on a porch out in the ocean. And I wish I would, and I think I could, and I know I should. Taking you home last night, I've moved away from lovers, I've moved away from friends. I cast off all the anchors, for the dreams around the bend. The stars, they will not guide me, but I'm willing to pretend, hoping my lost innocence will find me in the end. And I wish I would, and I think I could, and I know I should. Taking you home last night, I think I need the spectacle of a miracle's invention, turning back the hands of time for a glimmer of redemption. But who are you? But who are you?
Next up is Moonlight, and this is by Teresa Tudry, a singer-songwriter I've come to really appreciate. Teresa Tudry with Moonlight.
Moonlight, moonlight, silk and pale, I've come to dance with you tonight, wrapped in your silvery veil. Moonlight, moonlight, drench the shadows cast, and help me now to heal somehow and leave it in the past. Ah, the owl is hooting high in the tan oak tree for who?
if not for me. Moonlight, moonlight, tonight your face is full, and like the waves my soul behaves and obeys your gentle
Next up is another song by Teresa Tudry, and it's called Sweet Liberty, and it's what happens when a fellow goes into a knick-knack shop and finds a statue of the Statue of Liberty. He finds a curio and all the meaning behind it. So Sweet Liberty by Teresa Tudry.
Holding up her torch, she wears a crown of spiky lights, a gown that looks like sheets. She's led me through the darkest night. I worship at her feet, sweet liberty, sweet liberty, sweet liberty. Met her at a souvenir store in the city of New York. She must have been what I was searching for, 'cause when I saw her, I popped my cork. She stood so brazen in her beauty and her bronze. So I paid the little Asian man, and he put her in my arms, sweet liberty. Ooh, sweet liberty, sweet liberty. The man who drove our taxi, wore a turban for a hat. It was hard for me to relax. See, I'd never been around anybody like that. But he smiled and warmly shook my hand when he saw my pretty date. And he told me that he loved her too. I began to relate. Sweet liberty, ooh, sweet liberty, sweet liberty. Now I must confess, I had lust for her in my heart, and wanted her for my family and my friends, and to somehow keep her apart from those huddled masses yearning to breathe free. But she said if she could not belong to them too, then she would not belong to me. Sweet liberty, ooh, sweet liberty, sweet liberty. Now sometimes in the night she whispers something French in my ear, and I must remind myself that she's not really from here, but from some high celestial plane God imbues with a sense of justice for all mankind. But we just must not in sweet liberty, ooh, sweet liberty, sweet liberty. She's from some high celestial plane that God imbues with a sense of justice for all mankind. And what we just must not lose sweet liberty, ooh, sweet liberty, sweet liberty. We just must not lose sweet liberty, sweet liberty. Oh, what so proudly we hailed, sweet liberty, sweet
You're listening to the Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Greg Boyer. We want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what keeps these programs on the air. If you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at Pencils Ready, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. And we want to thank all of those of you who have done so already. Appreciate that so very much. We're going to resume our show with two songs by Witherward. This is a band that's been touring Europe and is now back home. The first one by them is called Are You There?
Not about the car or the broken rocking guitar this time. Well, if your soul for me, then why am I this way? Oh Lord, I think I answered my own question. Are you there, Ma? It's me. I know it's been far too long. Tell me all the stories and the tired allegories from my hometown. It used to be so nice, but now it's as cold as ice. I can't help thinking that I've worn my welcome down.
It's all in your head.
People like to tell me. Said than done.
It's time to let go
of the demons in the closet, 'cause the needs of the many outweigh the one. Are you there, kid? It's me. Just what you're thinking. If there only was a way to make the pain go away from your heart. With darkness comes fear, and it only gets worse from here. A young malaise is a somber way to start.
It's all in your head.
People like to tell me,
think positive instead.
Easier said than done.
It's time to let go
of the demons in the closet, 'cause the needs of the many outweigh the not the right word. I'm sorry.
It's friend.
What is it?
Friend.
Oh, that's right. Are you there, friend? It's me. I got something to tell you. It's not about the way that you occupy my daily moments, but give me a reason why I'm not the apple of your eye, despite the fact that they all see how perfect we could really be. Accepting that I'm quite insane, I barely can recall your name, or what it is that people do when they find a love that's true. Excuse me if I seem unwell, especially when you're not around. To see me crying, to see me crying. Are you there?
We're now going back to another song of Witherward, and it's called Haunted by Me.
You can't knock on a door and expect it to open. Nobody's home. You can't ring a bell that's already broken, so you go inside alone. This house is haunted by me. I roam the halls when I can't sleep. The shadows are sideways, the mirrors are highways to the soul of a mystery.
won't believe. This house is haunted by me. You can't burn it down. It's already ashes. Let it be. Let it bleed. You can't warm the snow with a hand so cold. Just let it be. Let it freeze. This house is haunted by me. I roam the halls when I can't sleep. The shadows are sideways, the mirrors are highways to the soul of a mystery. You won't believe this house is haunted by me.
It's on to Teresa Tudry again, and one of my favorite songs of hers is called Put Mrs. God on the Phone.
La 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 la. All the Bible says for certain that you are in fact a man. And I'd say you've got great taste for a guy. You've made mountains and rivers and the luscious scent of roses. And I just love what you've done with the sky. However, it appears you've too much time on your hand, for you're creating many things that we don't need, like pestilence and warfare and a lot of bad diseases and a whole bunch of people we can't feed. I've been trying to call you almost daily. Do not make me come to your home. I am serious, believe me. If you want to relieve me, then put Mrs. God on the phone. Put Mrs. God on the phone. We all know men in our lives without the benefit
of wives who've done some crazy completely on their own. But a fellow of your stature could never be a bachelor, so come on, put Mrs. God on the phone. I've examined all the scriptures with their tenets and their strictures, and I wonder who died and made you boss. For with your twisted sense of management, it's hard to contain the damage when you nail your best employees to a cross. She must be right up to her eyeballs, trying to maintain some order at home. And there are no friends with which to hobnob when you're married to a whack job. So come on, put Mrs. God on the phone. I'm tired of all this sacrifice. These bloody battles just aren't nice. A woman would create a friendlier tone. And with your tired little point of view of who begat and who slew, who just put Mrs. God on the phone? Who knows? She might have some really good ideas. Aren't you tired of hoisting the universe alone? I'm washed up as a believer, so just pass the receiver and put Mrs. God on the phone. Put Mrs. God on the phone.
Teresa Tudry. And now it's on to Boxes, and this is by Mike and Carlene McCarnack. They're a delightful couple from Eugene, Oregon, that have played in Reading before. And Boxes looks at our histories and our memories.
In his top dresser drawer, filled with things I knew nothing of. Drawn like a moth to the mystery within, I opened it again and again. It had a place for a lock, but the latch was always open. I'd look inside, never touched what was there, though I know now he wouldn't have cared. And who will tell the stories of a time way back in? Whose voice will we hear that knows the sound of the music, memories and secrets locked up in the long ago? There's an old silver dollar I was never to spend, ribbons and watches and rings, thin papered letters with colorful stamps, torn tickets from a homecoming dance. There are pictures of places that I've never been, people smiling and passing the time. In black and white windows closed up long ago, who's inside there nobody knows. And who will tell the stories of a time way back in the day? Whose voice will we hear that knows the sound of the music, the memories and secrets locked up in the long ago? Boxes of papers and books on a shelf, china and silver and glass. We wrap them in paper and store them away. The children will want them someday. Now I have the box in my top dresser drawer, and the latch is always open. With a few of his things right next to mine, leaving them carefully behind. For who will tell the story of a time way back in the day? Whose voice will we hear that knows the sound of the music, the memories and secrets locked up in the long ago?
Next, it's on to Lena, and this is by Andrew Delaney, who played at the Vintage recently, and it's about what happens when we lose our memories, and what remains becomes very fragmented, and that is the story behind Lena.
Lina has a time machine, keeps it hidden in her room, and she will leave without a moment's thought, never telling anyone. And her chosen destination, it isn't always clear all, but maybe it's just anywhere but here. Lina has a time machine. Today she's back in 34. And she hasn't had her children yet. So how could she know who they are? And everyone gets so upset, they don't understand a thing about Lina and her time machine. Lina has a time machine. Still they call them her good days. When she wakes up there at Oxford Glen, and she sees herself this way. So can you really blame her for sneaking off to find somewhere she's never lost her true love or her mind? Lina has a time machine. Lina has a time machine. Oh, Lina has a time machine.
Lina by Andrew Delaney, and he told me that was about his own grandmother. The next song is called A World Inside Those Songs, and it's by that Eugene couple, Mike and Carlene.
Among the first things I remember are the songs my family sang as we traveled down the highway in that cold November rains. I never felt a drop of water as we sang those old refrains. There's a world inside those songs. There is a world inside those songs that I get into and I don't want out of. Well, I've been there my whole life long, inside the world, inside those songs. Down the many roads I've traveled, never sure just where to go. There've been songs that I have sung with my guitar and old banjo. And if I ever would have made it without music, I don't know. There's a world inside those songs. There is a world inside those songs that I get into and I don't want out of. Well, I've been there my whole life long, inside the world, inside those songs. If I had $1 million, I can tell you what I'd do. I would shake my boss's hand, I would bid my job adieu. Then I would pick up my guitar and give the money all to you. And find my world inside those songs. There is a world inside those songs that I get into and I don't want out of. Well, I've been there my whole life long, inside the world, inside those songs. There is a world inside those songs that I get into and I don't want out of. Well, I've been there my whole life long, inside the world, inside those songs. Inside the world, inside those.
And now we're going to try to fit in a song called In the End by that always irreverent Uncle Bonzai.
As I get farther from the middle and I think I see a way out, there's a world of indecision that I'm waiting to explore. And if love's the oldest riddle, then I know how this will play out. I will second guess my vision as I look for something more. I don't get much attention, though I used to have a future, that I knew that you'd take with you, 'cause that's what you usually do. But did I forget to mention, as you fumbled with each suture, that I really don't remember if you left me or I left you. So I'm older and I'm wiser, mostly older, and the mirror no longer seems to be my friend. And I think it might be too late for do-overs, and I wonder who will love me in the end. There's a tiny piece of thread there that I guess might be eternal. But the ties that used to bind me were bound to fray and snap. I've been rolled up with this dead air, with everything maternal. And the shroud that has defined me, I'm dying to unwrap.
And though I know the story isn't so compelling, and I was never very good at let's pretend, I guess it loses something in the telling, and I wonder who will love me in the end.
I hope you have enjoyed this Eclectic Hour, and I want to thank you for lending us your ears and for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And a big thank you to those people we count on daily to put these shows out over the air. Tune in next week for another version of The Eclectic Hour.